You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Baffertimby Gome East to score and Swansea to win is 3-1. Papi Cisse to score and Newcastle to win 8-1. Derek, since being promoted to the top flight, Swansea have collected more points against Newcastle than any other side. Newcastle have lost 6 successive away games in the Premier League now. But there's reason for both these teams to be optimistic after the opening weekend. Both drew and both look to have a little bit about them.
Yeah, I was actually impressed by what I saw from Newcastle. I think there's a bit different feel about the club now. Swansea one of those teams that I never catch them right, and you can get anything from them, can't you? You know, on the day sometimes they can take teams apart, other times they're an easy scalp. I'm going to go for a draw because it's my old chest, 3-1 away from home. A team like Newcastle can score goals. They're playing Swansea, who are not world beaters. It's a worry that they haven't got a great record, Newcastle, against the Swans. 3-1 will do me. I think there's a few wrong prices on the coupon. Understandably, I suppose, in the opening weeks of the season, the odds compiler are still trying to get a handle on things, same as punters. But I think Newcastle are overpriced here. I'm going to go for them.
Newcastle 3-1 to win the game. Gino Wijnaldum looked good for Newcastle opening weekend. Your man that you mentioned last week, Alexander Mitrovic.
That's right.
He made the sort of impression you make when you come onto a football pitch,
yeah,
Lee.
Yeah, true.
Just clattered someone inside the opening 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's it. It's called a... you just wake him up, right? Let him know you're there.
A livener.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know if I said it last week or not, but along with his goals record, 11 yellow cards last season, so don't be surprised. I mean, the manager said, didn't he, that, you know, he's a live wire and he needs to keep a lid on it. And he said to him afterwards, I think the interviewer said he could have a word with him, and he went... I think he knows, to be honest. we know what we're going to get with this lad.
Complete resignation one game.
He's one of those players who's going to put everything in, and the Newcastle fans love that. If he can start scoring goals, he will be a hero up there.
He's going to put everything in, but that includes his elbow as well, doesn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely everything. A lot. The absolute lot. I was looking back at, I like the manager at club football level. Obviously, he's had his sticky patches when he's been abroad, but he's also done very well. And last season at Derby, a lot of people think they should have gone up, when he was at Derby last season. When you look at their away form, I mean, he likes to play attacking football. They scored a lot of goals away from home in the Championship last season, his Derby team. In the end, it wasn't enough, and they conceded a lot as well, to be fair. So it's not like it's all good. I'm just trying to think, will he adopt the same kind of... same kind of tactics in the Premier League with this Newcastle team? I think they probably will. I think he'll look to keep it, relatively tight and hit on the break. Now, Swansea are that kind of team, though. It's hard to hit them on the break because they don't really come at you that much, do they? They just pass the ball around. So I'm in two minds what kind of game to go for here. The one thing I did like about Swansea was the fact that I talked about Andre Ayew and his goal-scoring record off the wing last week before the game. He had 3 shots inside the area against Chelsea.
Right, okay. So
I think this guy might be well worth looking at and keeping an eye on. I mean, Gomez is obviously, the headline offer there at 3-1. Thought, obviously he started pretty well. I think he'll get lots of ammunition. I think I might go for Ayew as a goal scorer here. 8-5 he is to score any time in the match. I think that's decent. He's an attacking player. I think, they'll have license to attack. I think Swansea have earned the right to be a little bit more confident in the Premier League now. Mm. They've been there for a long time, haven't they? And as you mentioned, that record against Newcastle's brilliant. So I think they'll have a go here. Lots of goals in their games recently, and I'm really tempted to go overs again. I was too greedy last week with that nap, going Newcastle to win in over 2.5. Really should have just gone for over 2.5. That's 21-20 here.
That's nice.
And I think I'll go for that as my main bet. And if you like a goal scorer, then Andre Ayew to get on the score sheet. But keep an eye on his stats and see how he progresses over the next few weeks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.